Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. That's...
The Good Day Way. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. And then the nominal female presence of the fantastic Jennifer Horn is here.
Thank you.
Imagine that. We have three men and only one woman. It takes three of us to keep up with Jennifer.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's right.
Yeah, I was gonna say she's got us outnumbered.
She does. Hi, I want to say hi to Norman Smith, who has nice things to say on Facebook about what's going on here. How do you do? Dana Popolo, Dennis Glancy, how do you do?
Norm.
As Facebook followers of fashion here. All right, so Richie, I'm coming to you for this one. Colombians, apparently whatever is going on in Colombia is not to the liking of some Colombians, so they have gone to Venezuela as illegals. Same as Mexicans are coming here, Colombians are going to Venezuela. Now, I don't, from what you've said about Venezuela,
I read about can't
Venezuela.
Imagine why anybody would go there.
That was the question. So when I see that a number of Colombians are leaving Venezuela because the Venezuelan government is going after illegal immigrants there. There are pictures of these Colombians, some of them wading knee-deep through a river, which separate the two countries. There are families who have abandoned their homes that have been put up on the shores of the river because the Venezuelans don't want them, and they're forcing them to go back across the river to Colombia. So I guess I would wonder what's going on in Colombia that is driving... Colombia used to be a horrible place because of all the drug stuff. Venezuela, under the previous dictatorship, even though he was a president, not a great place to be either. It's sort of like Mexicans fleeing to Panama or something. Why would you do that?
Panama is a...
Panama, but El Salvador.
Right, yeah, there you go. That's right. Yeah, Panama is actually a pretty nice place.
Yeah, right.
And Colombia is, too. I would say Panama and Colombia are not third-world countries. They're kind of like
two-world countries.
Yeah, it's second-world country type thing.
Yeah,
so I cannot imagine why Venezuela... people would go to Venezuela from Colombia, except that they are in a dangerous part of Colombia that is overrun by the paramilitaries, who basically live in the shadows, live in the mountains, in the trees, in the forest, the dense forest now. They don't live in the cities like they used to. They used to run Medellin, and Bogota was a dangerous place, and it's not so much anymore. President Uribe, who was the president for two terms there for 8 years, he cleaned that country up and pushed everybody into the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And now the new president, who is still a conservative, doesn't have the backbone that Uribe had.
Uh-huh.
So the paramilitaries and the drug dealers are coming back.
Yep.
And they must be in these places where these people live, forcing them to basically flee anywhere they can,
mm-hmm.
hence therefore Venezuela.
Right. All right. So that's a good explanation. Thank you. Now, let's see if we can understand what's going on in China. What really is going on in this circumstance, because if you look at yesterday, last week, even this last month, you see a lot of manipulating going on, and that was what people were complaining about. The Chinese government manipulated the value of their currency so that people would keep buying Chinese products, the middle-income people who have gained so much since the so-called economic revolution there, which brought in lots of new business, lots of new industry, new housing, people buying cars, all that sort of thing. So as things went up, as we continue to buy more of their stuff, we bolstered the amount of money that people are making, so they go spend it like good capitalists, not good communists. So now what? The economy has slowed down there because people are resisting paying for... Well, there's two things going on. people are resisting buying Chinese products more and more because they aren't that good, many of them. Some of them are really good. But the other thing that's going on is that people who have now accomplished something want more money. So the goods and services that Chinese offered are not as cheap as they used to be because people who have made money look at the rest of the world and say, well, these guys are getting $20 an hour over there for doing this. I'm getting two. Something's wrong with this picture. What are we doing to fix it?
Right.
So they've had to deal with that, and that's changed the whole economic base. So now they try to pull a rabbit out of the hat trying to stabilize the marketplace because there's a discrepancy, and a large one, as to now people finding out that Chinese products, not that they're just finding out now, but there's a resistance because some of these things can be built better and easier in other places. Vietnam is becoming quite a commercial marketplace thanks to our involvement there. So are they the next China? Who knows? China was the next Japan. Japan, after doing what it did, after we bolstered Japan. This is a really interesting
story. I got news for you,
story. Right, well, let me finish and then you can give me some news. The theory about Japan and what happened after we basically destroyed the country. They destroyed it themselves by going to war, and then we put an end to it. So then we go over there and we clean everything up, and they become challengers to our economic sort of situation by building things cheaper and better, and we buy them. And now they've found out that it wasn't the smartest thing to do. It was good for the short run, but not for the long run. Chinese are finding out the same thing. Although we didn't destroy their country, we didn't go in and try to set it up. They have done that on their own. And they haven't really learned or understand the nuance of the lessons of how to do this. So along come the Vietnamese. Look, as I sit here today, the next big powerhouse in the Middle East would be Vietnam, and mostly because of what we did there, as we did in Japan. Even though we destroyed the country, a lot of people lost their lives for nothing. The country is coming back now and becoming quite an industrial and economic powerhouse. So anyway, in terms of the Chinese situation that we need to know about today, nobody really knows for sure what's going on. China does not enjoy transparency, so you can't really figure out what's going on. The financial crisis we found ourselves in after 2008 and the horrible leadership that has brought us, that was prior to that election and post the election, nothing really done to fix it well. But we got to a point where the indicators are good, so the Fed was going to raise the interest rate a little bit. Not now. The economy will have to settle down a little bit now, and it'll probably be next year. So anyway, that's the situation. Anybody got anything to add? And did I leave something out? Richie, you started to say something.
Well, one thing to add on to what you were saying is we can go to as many countries as we want that has slave labor.
Yeah.
And once that slave labor becomes closer to middle class, right, the game over. They don't want equal, so they won't be able to make
so
the
cheap. So can we argue that we have made life better for all these people all around the world? America has improved their lives. Can we argue that?
I think so.
You go into China and you look at what they had, and look at Japan. I mean, even though they have a struggling economy, you look at what they came from, and then look at China. Look, they had nothing.
Uh-huh.
So, but have you ever heard the term backshoring?
No.
Backshoring is when an American company buys a company that has their manufacturing overseas and brings it back to America for manufacturing.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this guy a few times, Neil Asbury. He does a weekend radio program with us called Made in America.
Uh-huh.
And he's the owner of a company called the Legacy Companies. And he owns 30 companies that manufacture mostly kitchen-type goods, refrigerators, dishwashers for
Ginzu knives.
Not Ginzu knives so much, but, in the retail store you might see blenders and all kinds of things.
Okay.
He has bought every company that he buys, he brings back and manufactures those products in America from some other country.
Good gimmick.
And he makes a profit.
Good. That's a good story.
With every company.
Yeah, that's a good story. Excellent story. I'm glad you enlightened us as to that. It's 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. If you're going to Hawaii, you may want to wait a week or so. I'll tell you why in a moment.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. Take it responsibly.
This week on Geico Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
All right, 18 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and the winning couple that has a trip, a honeymoon scheduled to Hawaii, may want to wait a bit because if you are aware of Waikiki, I love that name. Isn't that a great name, Jennifer?
Yeah, Waikiki.
Why?
Why?
W-A-I-K-I-K-I. Anyway, yesterday, tourists were treated to 500,000 gallons of fresh sewage spilling into the ocean when a tropical storm flooded their drain system there. They've had some big storms in the Pacific, as you know. And one of everything's shallow in Hawaii. It's close. It's like,
the people!
No, the people are wonderful in Hawaii. But, you know, it's a coral reef.
Yeah.
It basically just sprung out of the middle of the ocean. And who knows how long it will last. You know, it'll be around probably for a couple of million years and then maybe gets washed away. But the point is that vacationers are having to stay away from, if you're on that island, and maybe, you know, with all that water, it'll quickly dissipate. But still, imagine having 500,000 gallons of sewage spill out onto the beach where you're at the hotel. Oh, come to the Grand Hyatt Hotel and enjoy the smell.
Ew.
Yeah, but also people could get a serious infection. We are on two radio stations in Hawaii, so I don't want to diminish what could happen. You get very sick by going swimming in these areas. Take a couple of days for it to become uncontaminated. And it's kind of like there's nothing they could do about it, really. It isn't that they have bad infrastructure. It's that who's going to prepare for the kind of deluge and the weather that they've had for the past, two or three days, I think, over there. And then people could say, well, that's pretty inconsistent with what you said about New Orleans. I don't know if that's true or not. New Orleans, they can make things better because they know things are not bad. They can confront this stuff all the time. Over in Hawaii, they don't have this stuff all the time. 21 after the hour.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Time now, at this point in every hour, we have some musical focus, and here we have the top five songs from 1986 to focus on, including number five this week, Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling. Who remembers this fondly? The big dancer. Who's this big dancer here?
I definitely remember this.
I was too little to go dancing to this, but I remember my mom playing this a lot when I would be going to school.
Your mother, I don't see your mother as a dancer, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Sure.
Huh. Who'd she go dancing with?
Well, I mean, she never went out, but she would dance at the house a lot.
Really? Oh, that's
fun. Yeah.
With you as a child. That's good for you.
What year was this?
1986.
Ah, okay.
Number five during this week in 1986. Lionel Richie has that honor. Number four, great pop hit from Berlin. What a movie, isn't it? Doesn't that kind of...
Top Gun.
That's it. Thank you. I always forget that. Take My Breath Away from Berlin, number four this week. 1986 is the year. Crank this puppy up there, Richie, please. We're going to have some fond memories of this song. Why did they call themselves Berlin? Anybody know? Remember? This is not a quiz.
They were from Berlin?
Yeah,
a wild guess there.
Yeah, I don't think that's the reason.
Probably.
Somebody's going to check it out whilst we move on. One of my least favorite Madonna songs. Number three this week, 1986. Baba Don't Preach.
Berlin is from Los Angeles, by the way.
All right. Berlin is
the Berlin section.
All right. So then, number two, the best thing about the group is the name. Bananarama. Love this song, Venus. Some of the wise guys on the radio used to turn this around a little bit. Not when it was this song. This was a cover of a song done about 20 years before this by the Ides of March. Oof, no, I just went out of my head. Kenny, rescue me. Who did the first version of Venus?
Shocking Blue.
That's it, right. Yeah. Bananarama here. Crank it up, Richie. All right, just for the heck of it, play a comparison. Can you play the original version, a little bit of it, Richie? Shocking Blue. This was an update. It was a good pop. Both of them were good pop songs for their time.
Your baby, she's got it.
Yeah.
Well,
way too far from the atmosphere.
No. What disc jockeys did for the name of the song. All right. That's number two this week, 1986. The year number one song belonged to Stevie Winwood. Good song.
Great song.
Yep. Good pop song.
He won't play it in concert, but a great song.
High or low. He didn't play any of his hits in the concert, right?
He didn't play any of his 80s hits. He'll pick one and play it, and
I gotta hear the hits.
I can't remember whether it's this one or not. But he does 60s, 90s, and today, but he will not do the 80s.
The hits of yesterday and today. Right. Your gang is your friend the Duggar on the air.
Apparently he's not too fond of his decade of the 80s. He made most of his money.
Exactly. That's what put him where he is. Thank you very much.
The 60s did, too. Traffic. High heel.
But he didn't become, but as part of Traffic, nobody really knew who Steve Woodwind was on his own.
Oh, sure. With Clapton? No.
In the 60s? Nobody. Everybody knew who Eric Clapton was. Nobody knew. I don't think people paid attention to Stevie Wonder.
I mean, the 80s were definitely the big decade.
Right? Yeah. So he would be an aging rocker, probably near 70.
He's 60-something. I saw him within the last year. He's great.
Still got it?
Oh, his voice is great. Yeah.
He
didn't
play any of his hits.
Don't forget Little Stevie Winwood. So
Stevie Winwood. I like Little Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
28 past the hour. Musical reflections here on Good Day.
Give me some love, baby.
I got my love.
To get your kids to eat their dinner and try different food. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. When I was growing up, you ate what was in front of you, and that was that. We now know that's a bad idea, and best to let children listen to their own bodies and stop eating when they've had enough. DCOC best ways to avoid food fights at the dinner table? If children snack all day, guess what? They'll never eat the dinner you've cooked. Don't force it. Children, just like you, want to decide what goes into their mouth. When introducing a new food, only give a small taste. Even if they like it, portions matter. Too much of anything on a plate intimidates. How food is prepared is as important as what's prepared. Spinach with garlic and olive oil is yummier than steamed spinach. Being too strict can backfire. Denying kids snacks or cake at a birthday party just creates more demand for bad food. Remember, healthy eating habits isn't about one particular meal. It's about what your children eat on a regular basis. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Jeffy posted, "Finally got that promotion. Time to hashtag upgrade my car."
Congrats, Jeffy. You'll find the perfect upgrade at the Honda Summer Clearance Event. Like the Honda Accord. It's a 2015 IIHS top safety pick and comes with rear view camera and text message reader standard.
Great. I'll put it in my agenda. Hurry in to the Honda Summer Clearance Event for 0.9% APR financing on the 2015 Accord for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details. SMS compatible with select phones with Bluetooth. Your wireless carrier's rate plans apply.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Smiling voices in your ears. I'm Doug Steffen with my smiley voice. And there's Jennifer Horn with her smiley voice.
That's me.
That's you. Rich McFadden, does he have a smiley voice? I'm waiting to hear it.
Do I? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I try.
Yeah. Kenny Kessler, you have a smiley voice?
I try to.
All right, let's try to keep people in the right spot so the things that are going on in the world don't. Well, plural or singular? I guess things don't is plural. A thing doesn't. Kurt Schilling is troubled today.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, ESPN gave him a timeout because he posted a tweet that read, quote, only 5 to 10% of Muslims are extremists. In 1940, only 7% of Germans were Nazis. How'd that go? Not well. And then Schilling deleted the post pretty quickly.
It was a meme, so he had
a picture.
Right, it was a picture with the text on it.
Yeah, ESPN took him off the air pending further consideration, whatever that means. So he apologized, saying the post didn't come across in any way as intended or interpreted. I found it pretty. I didn't see it when it was posted, but I saw the aftermath of it, and you know what? There's something to think about there. I didn't say I agreed with it. I don't even want to hear that.
I'll say that I don't think it. But I think it's wrong that he got suspended for.
Yeah, I do too.
Tweet.
I mean, where does this stop?
Well,
where in the world? What are these people are so cow. ESPN is a division of ABC. They have no backbone, no starch, no nothing. So the guy posted something that maybe somebody didn't like. Okay.
When you're in the public light, though, you have to be very careful about who you offend.
Oh, really? Trump is doing a good job of that, Rich?
And if 5 to 7% of those extremists don't watch ESPN anymore, they're in trouble.
Really? How many people are not watching CNN or Fox because Donald Trump has said offensive things that most people are thinking but don't say?
Yeah, but Donald Trump doesn't work for CNN or Fox.
Well, I'm also
but why are they so thin-skinned? Oh, what are they worried about? What's ESPN or ABC worried about here?
The extremist Muslims who this was a attack on that. They're not watching ESPN.
No, of course
I mean,
no.
They're not watching anything.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
This sport is beheading
5-7% of extremist Muslims, they're in trouble.
Yeah. I don't know that I find only 5%. I don't even know that that's the right number.
Well, you know what? I did some research. I just did in the break. I said, okay, what is the number that people say are extremist Muslims? Okay, because if we say that this is just a lie.
There are 1.4 billion Muslims on the planet.
The numbers online range from 0.01% of all Muslims are extremists to 15-25%. So
numbers
there's nobody
from who?
That,
observers?
Exactly.
Commenting?
From, from everybody that I typed into Google, how many Muslims are extremists. Mm. And literally, depending on the point of view, depending on the
extremist, right?
Yeah, depending on the slant or how you define extremists, you're going to get a number that's either 0.01, which is nothing, to 15-25% on the Christian Science Monitor.
One of the tweets back to Kurt Schilling was, is this a bad time to tell Kurt Schilling that 30-40% of German voters were voting for Hitler in 1932-33? And he owned up. He said, yeah, that one's on me. Apologies.
Well, but you know what? Again, not everybody always thinks. Maybe more people have to. When I'm on the air 5-6 hours a day, do I always say the right thing at the right time in the right way? Nope, don't. I make a lot of mistakes.
But when do you cross the line? So,
what's crossing the line? Is this
question.
Doing it? Well, is this crossing the line?
Would Donald Trump apologize for saying this?
No.
No.
Well, Trump wouldn't apologize for saying anything.
Right, exactly.
But he doesn't work for ESPN.
The popularity of Donald Trump is that he can say incendiary things, and he can say, I meant that, and I stand by it. So would Kurt Schilling be, would he be right to stand by his words if he still believes it?
All right, here's a question for our consultant later on today. All right, he's encouraging us. Encouraging you, I guess all of us, to express yourself in a way that hasn't become offensive, but yet it's poignant. So, Jennifer may have a little more starch. Richie doesn't need any. Kenny might have a little more starch. I might, in a sense, say, okay, I may or may not agree with the statement. But if he says it on his own time
and he believes it,
tell ESPN to go screw. You don't think Fox would hire you or some other sports, CBS Sports? Say, this guy's any good, and I don't know whether he is or isn't because I don't listen to him. If he's good, he gets a job somewhere else. Every time this happens, some guy got fired from Fox Sports last week, and then he's working for ESPN Sports this week.
Right.
I forget his name, but it was Coward, wasn't that his name?
Yeah,
Colin.
Colin Coward. Okay. Right. So he said something. I didn't even know what it was, but it seemed to me it was more outrageous than this.
It was something about Mexicans.
Yeah, okay, so Mexicans.
And this isn't a new comparison, comparing Nazi Germany to extreme Muslims. This isn't a new comparison.
No.
They both are taking part in ethnic and religious cleansing. Yeah. I mean, that is what's happening with ISIS when they're beheading people that they consider to be infidels. That's cleansing. You know, I mean, so it's not the first time. It's not like this was some big original theory that has never been said before.
Big takeaway after reading through these tweets, though.
Yeah.
Let me see. Michael says to him at Patriots Dynasty says, number one rule of the internet, Kurt, once it's posted, it's there forever.
What do you start to say, Kenny?
Well, this guy is a former baseball player who's working in a sports related field, entertainment. And he's weighing in on a political issue, and I'm sure ESPN doesn't want their people doing that.
On his personal Twitter account.
Yeah, but personal Twitter,
on his professional, official Twitter page that all the people who watch him on ESPN are following.
So yeah, but
ESPN does not own. I have 25 hosts that work here at the network, Ken. I do not own any of their Twitter accounts.
No, but the
and
ESPN,
I do not tell them what they can.
ESPN owns where he published this, posted this, right?
No,
it was on Twitter.
This is his Twitter account.
Not ESPN's Twitter account.
You have to stand behind your words, and they can certainly take you to task for your words, but they do not own his Twitter account and cannot tell him what or what not to post.
Here's what the bottom line is. These guys need to go to school. They're a great, I don't know how good a job they're doing. There are four or five really, really, really good trainers, television trainers, most of them in Los Angeles. I think two or three of them are there. There's a couple in New York. That all these sports people and basically anybody else who comes from industry goes to learn how to do this. The guys who do business reports that are from Wall Street, anybody who's an expert in their field but doesn't understand the news media or how to be interviewed or how to present themselves, they go to school, they get trained. And so what the first thing ought to be with guys like Schilling who have no real background in this is when they're trained, they need to be told, don't do this sort of thing because you'll put yourself in jeopardy.
The thing is that, you know, you're still a person and you still have an opinion.
Feelings.
And so I think Rich makes a good point. If this is what he's really feeling, then no amount of media training is going, I mean, maybe he wouldn't post those things. But I think, you know, when you know the pundits, especially, whether it's in sports or whether it's in politics, and you know what they're feeling, that's how you relate to people. So somebody might relate to Curt Schilling and trust him more as a broadcaster because of or they may discount him and
therein lies the rub. One of the great things that Ed McMahon, sorry tripping over names, taught me, and I guess I thought about it before, but I think about it all the time, even when I open my mouth to express something that then later may, in my mind, turn out to be controversial, and I sometimes think, I hadn't said that. You never knew what McMahon's politics were. You didn't know what Carson's politics were because they didn't want to alienate half of the audience. So that's what you train Schilling in. Think about it before you post it or say it. Even if it's something that's important to you, what does it do to your base? What does it do to your audience? In Trump's case, it enlightens, invigorates his base. In Schilling's case, they're not going to him for this. They're going to him because he has expertise in baseball that he can use at ESPN.
Read it once, read it twice, read it three times,
just
then hit
crazy.
Go.
And this is why I get uncomfortable on the air doing these sorts of things, because I, even though I have very strong, you very rarely hear me express my strongest feelings about some of this stuff, and it isn't even politics sometimes, because I tend to be pretty strident in my beliefs. Most of the people that work with me know that I am measured most of the time. Once in a while, when I say something foolish or silly, or I stick my foot in my mouth, it hasn't got anything to do with something that's really important. If it's really important, I will generally keep it to myself, or I'll share it with Meredith or a few of the people that are close to me, or sometimes I share it with these guys off the air. The sad reality is, and it's reflected in some of these ding-dongs who are on Facebook who take shots at me because of stuff that I basically haven't even really said, but they interpret, because that's where their own bias is, that me not supporting something or not saying something, by not saying that, Richie does it all the time. He takes words for me and twists them and turns them around. Well, you said this. No, I didn't say that at all. But he'll twist them and turn them around.
Yeah, that's what
I
do.
Yeah, you do that.
I do not.
Yeah, of course you do.
I debate you and you can't answer me. So you say
baloney.
I twist your words around.
No, you twist my words around, just like you are right now, to a point. All right, anyway.
You're so funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that vote of confidence. All right. Where are we time-wise? Jennifer, do you have a smile on your face?
I always have a smile on my face. Right. I was just trying to figure out how we went from talking about Curt Schilling to talking about you and Richie. I was playing connect the dots.
It has to do with what you say and how strongly or strongly
everybody,
you say it.
You know, everybody on Twitter now has a voice, whether they want to believe that they do or not. And so you just have to be your authentic self and be prepared to back up what you post.
All right. I'm going to post Stick It on Facebook.
You can back it up, sir.
I can back it up. All right, in a moment we're going to talk about the stock market and what to do or what not to do with John Pollock, who's here with us, 44 after on Good Day.
Brought to you by Whitehead & Associates. Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? If so, you may qualify for a special tax program so you won't make any payments to the IRS. Listen carefully. If you qualify for the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Get ready as we're going to give you the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number should only be used if you
can't afford to pay any money to the IRS, call 800-806-8973 now for free information and to see if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you're accepted, the IRS must stop all harassing collection activities. Imagine no threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments or bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Just call 800-806-8973 now to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Remember, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call 800-806-8973 for free information now. That's 800-806-8973. 800-806-8973. Again, 800-806-8973.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
46 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have John Pollock, who's been with us before. He started John Pollock Financial in 2002. I worked with CFOs of major corporations to help them manage cash flow. So our focus, John, is on the American stock market, and what I have advised to people since this all began: sit still, sit tight, stop listening to the news media, forget about the business or financial experts, just, if anything, be buying. Am I right in your perspective?
You are dead on. I couldn't have said it better myself.
End of conversation. Thanks for joining us, John.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again sometime. Or move into the bunker that you built in 2008. You could do one of the two.
All right. Okay. So what's give us something. The nervous investors who are listening need some patting on the head and rubbing of the belly. So what are you telling your clients?
All right. So what I tell them is, first of all, what happened in 2008? People are kind of hearkening back to that. Oh, my gosh, this is happening again. So what we do is we look at the facts. I mean, I know that's boring, but it's more fun to be emotional.
When it comes to money, I'll take the facts, please, even if it's boring.
Yes, absolutely. So here are the facts. The leading indicators, which are, you know, have produced good results for predicting recessions, are not red. Consumer debt obligations are at the lowest they have been since the 80s. Housing starts are, you know, blowing and going. Car sales are blowing and going. Best Buy just posted a 50 cents dividend.
Yeah,
that's
and
40% above what the street.
New home starts are way up, are they not? That's
new home starts.
Barometer.
Yeah, so we've got all this really good news. And what's interesting is there a lot of people are tying it to China. And I haven't been able to connect China's economy to ours. They're still going to manufacture iPhones for us, so that's not going to change. The spending that they did on infrastructure will change. It'll go down, which will lower the cost of stuff over here. So that's actually good for our economy. So I'm not getting it. It's kind of an emotional thing, and it's going to be a roller coaster probably for a couple of weeks.
But isn't that the way it is with most of these characters on Wall Street who, when somebody passes gas, I better sell my stock. I mean, these people are like old, the oldest of the old ladies who say, I'm going to be careful with your money. And that's not being careful. It's all fear-based thinking, and it doesn't prove out, because if you look at the market, it's up, 14,000, whatever it has been, 15. It's going very well because people believe in American companies, believe in the American, even if we're $17, $18 trillion in the hole, most of the money we owe to China anyway. So,
right? So if they default, that's good for us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we can write it off. it's laughable. I mean, all of this crazy. I heard Jill Schlesinger on CBS the other day, who I think is about as credible as anybody when it comes to this stuff. Most of those people over there couldn't find their butts in a snowstorm, but she usually gets it right. And she said, don't do anything. Just sit and wait and watch. And if anything, put some money aside. If you got extra money and you're 10 years away from retiring or 20 years away from retiring, you've been smart enough to start a 401k, put money into something. Have an advisor. I said this on the air, John. Tell me if I'm right. If your advisor is telling you to sell and he or she is being paid a commission when that sale takes place, you shouldn't pay attention to him, or you probably shouldn't even be there. Am I right on that?
Well, I would alter that a little bit. If your advisor's telling you to sell, fire your advisor,
okay,
whether they're making a commission or not, because it's bad advice. We have an advisor in the Dallas Metroplex that sold every single account on Monday morning, and then the market went up.
Yeah.
So he locked in those losses.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, John, good news and good to hear you again. John Pollock Financial, P-O-L-L-O-C-K, johnpollockfinancial.com. Check him out. Check it out. 51 after on Good Day.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
I know a man with a wooden leg named Smith.
What's the name of his other leg?
Chim chiri, a sweet fist as lucky.
Everybody sing along.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chiru. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you.
Will you be good enough to explain all this?
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes?
I never explain anything.
Now, as the ladder of life has been strung,
I've been there.
You might think a sweep on the bottom most.
You've been there,
as I expected, Mary Poppins, practically perfect in every way.
Ah, of course. World, and no never explains anything. Room. There you go.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiri. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiri.
All right. One of the great, not good, but great, great experiences. Even if some claim that what was developed by Walt Disney wasn't really the purest sense of what the lady who wrote the story, Mary Poppins, meant to have when she sold the rights to Disney and that movie, what was it, Mr. Banks, Saving Mr. Banks or something?
Yeah, Saving Mr. Banks.
Yeah. That sort of spoke to what may or may not have been the real relationship that Walt Disney had to, what's her name? Why do I forget her name?
The woman
Mary
who wrote
Poppins.
Who wrote Mary Poppins?
Who wrote Mary Poppins?
Something.
Yeah,
no. Her name was Mrs. Banks. Whatever her first name was. Anyway,
there was a picture going around on Facebook today, Doug.
Yeah.
And it says,
titled 270 Years of Funny, and it's a picture of Dick Van Dyke, Carl Reiner, and Mel Brooks all together sticking their tongues out.
Making silly faces. You know, I just want to say, last year I did a revival of Mary Poppins on the big screen, and as good as Julie Andrews is, for me, the total enjoyment of that movie was Dick Van Dyke.
He's so great.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah, well, he's still around, but not entertaining. I think he's in his early 90s, isn't he, by now?
Yeah, and he's still good. Yeah, he's in great shape.
Yeah. He still does, like, little luncheons for his fans and stuff. It's really cute.
Yeah. All right, so anyway.
He's a treasure.
He's one of our treasures. Carl Reiner is as well.
I'm going to send you this picture because you will love it.
Like
they're just sticking their tongues out, making funny faces, and you will love it.
One of the things that I don't know about Dick Van Dyke, and I really don't know, but I might be able to guess about Mel Brooks, but because Jennifer and I went to a luncheon last year where Carl Reiner was the focus, he got the award. What was it? What's the Radio TV of Los Angeles Award?
Pacific Pioneers?
That was
it.
Right. So he went off on at the end, the last 4 or 5 minutes, he lost pretty much most of the audience because he went off on a moderate political tirade. And it bothered people because it didn't seem like him. Back to what I was saying earlier about going down that street with an audience that wasn't there to hear him talk about that. And I thought it was distracting. But clever are these guys. Man, they are wonderful, wonderful minds.
I'll tell you another one of my favorite Dick Van Dyke movies. There's a movie in the 60s called Cold Turkey where a small town
gets
trying to quit smoking.
Remember that, yeah. Yeah,
Bob
yeah.
Newhart, Gene Stapleton also. Really good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. A lot of great creative moments in the mind of those three guys. All right, Chuck has got some movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, your turn again, Chucker, for movie news on Good Day.
Well, if it's movie news, Doug, it's superhero news, because that's 90% of all movie news nowadays.
Yeah.
Three superhero movies just wrapped in the last couple weeks, one being Suicide Squad. The big take here is it takes place inside the Batman universe with Ben Affleck's Batman making a cameo. The big attraction will be Jared Leto, who will play the Joker in this film. Will Smith and Margot Robbie, who is in The Wolf of Wall Street, will star. Also wrapping X-Men Apocalypse and Captain America Civil War. This will be an interesting superhero movie because Captain America will battle Iron Man and will feature Ant-Man, Black Widow, Black Panther, and a whole bunch of other superhero characters. All three of these films will be out next summer. Also in Captain America Civil War, Spider-Man will be aboard, and Marissa Tomei will play Aunt May, Spider-Man's grandmother.
Hey.
She filmed a cameo in this film. All three of them out.
59 after on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.